The purpose of Wealth Talk is to educate, inform, and hopefully entertain you on the subject of building your wealth. Wealth Builders recommends you should always take independent financial, tax, or legal advice before making any decisions around your finances.
Welcome to episode 72 of Wealth Talk. My name's Christian Rodwell, the Membership Director for Wealth Builders, and I'm joined by our founder, Mr. Kevin Whelan. Hi, Kevin.
Hello, Chris. Looking forward to chatting to you today. And school's going back soon on the horizon, I think, which is a key point on today's podcast.
It is. It is. And we've enjoyed some downtime in August and hope all of our listeners have as well. We enjoyed a spot of golf last week, didn't we? We put a picture in the Facebook group to see if people could guess who was the champion on the day. So that was a bit of fun.
Yeah, when we say we enjoyed a spot of golf, you know, some of us enjoyed it.
Some are just, picking up the ropes. Yeah, it was new for me, but enjoyable nonetheless.
Yeah, it was a lovely day for it, wasn't it? Sort of early evening on a Friday. And finished with a nice siren call from a lady called Stella Artois, which was very pleasant.
Good stuff. So we're back now. And wow, it's certainly been an indifferent year. And we mustn't forget, we've still got a third of the year left. And it's been a challenge. We know that. Been much talked about over the previous months. But one of the key things that has been a challenge for people has been time. And hopefully we should expect to see the schools reopening now and perhaps for some of us, you know, a little bit more time, a little bit more normality coming back to our lives again, Kevin.
Yeah, well, you know, we talk probably very often, don't we, Chris, about the concept of leverage of time. I mean, leverage gets an airing pretty regularly, doesn't it, in all of our podcasts and all of our writings and teachings because... Well, we know nobody can get wealthy without using leverage because in the end, we're always limited by time and money. And time is the most pressing one and time is the most precious one. And it's been interesting, actually, in the COVID environment where certainly our own business has been affected in terms of where we operate, how we work. You know, our team have been working from home. We're talking now from your home and my home. Yes, we got together last Friday with a bit of strategy and a bit of fun. But in the end, you know, most people are working from home. And that sounds for many a good thing. But for others, when they're trying to homeschool kids, and one of our students, Chris, said to me, I thought I'd have a lot more time, Kevin, because I'm working from home. But I've got two kids constantly dangling around my neck. And that means, you know, they don't respect that. You know, they see dad at home and they want dad's time, and quite rightly. So I think the schools going back probably will bring a little bit more of that sense of time management because the kids will have a routine. And if we're still working from home, and I think that seems to almost to becoming the new normal, doesn't it? More and more businesses working from home, and we're wrestling with this thought too, then time will be given back to us. And therefore, we wanted to reflect on that, didn't we, and talk about, you know, why leverage is still critical and how to not just get more leverage on our time, which I think is the essence of today's podcast, but just as a reminder that, you know, nobody gets wealthy without leverage.
Yeah, that's right. And an interesting observation is we talk about leveraging your time and some of the ways you can do that. Certainly listening to podcasts is a really good one. And I found that because I wasn't traveling during lockdown, that my consumption of podcasts had gone down to almost zero. So it's kind of been good to get back out and moving around again because I've really reconnected with some of those podcasts that I hadn't listened to for a few months.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's interesting. And you know, the concept of, well, if you think about leverage in a different way, you know, most people will have a thought about leverage, right? They'll see the upside of leverage, and we talk about that a lot in our model FIRST, don't we? We'll go into detail of that, Chris, because that's covered in episodes...
11, we covered that one.
Right. So, you know, we do that. That's an integral part of our Wealth Builder program, the 7 Steps to Wealth, where we talk about financial leverage, intellectual leverage, relationship leverage, system leverage, and time leverage. And so if we focus on on time. You know, one of the greatest things that we've seen, Chris, use of technology. Mm-hmm. You know, so if you think about technology, that doesn't cut both ways, does it? I mean, financial leverage, yep, cuts both ways. You know, if you're interested in property and you buy a property and you use some form of debt leverage, you know, that can work against you. And some people have felt that, actually, in the COVID environment. You know, many of those who had maybe serviced accommodation as a strategy, you know, holidays and so forth, were finding that, you know, people were, particularly during lockdown, you know, they weren't venturing out. And consequently, you know, they would have perhaps even felt the pain of the financial leverage where they got finances going out, but they didn't have the revenue coming back. But of course, staycations have boomed, haven't they, in the UK? And many of our clients are seeing an uptick in that. But technology, though, is really doesn't have any barriers, doesn't have a downside. So it's leveraged on the upside only, you know, because, you know, we're using Zencastr, aren't we? We use Zoom pretty much every day. The guys in the business, our team members are using Teams. So many ways technology is enhancing and bringing more leverage of time, isn't it, Chris?
Indeed. Yes. And what would be, I know there's a few points we've pulled out for today. So technology being one of them, what would be the second one?
Well, another one would be getting an education, you know. So building your knowledge around a wealth-building subject is never going to hurt you because that will cut positively for you. You know, it's not negative, particularly when you understand how to get education without necessarily having to, you know, pay through the nose for that. And that's leverage of relationships. So more often than not, we'll find that, you know, our clients are able to get access to high quality education, often through podcasts, often through books, often through things we send them and direct them to. But again, a good education just is going to work for you. It's never going to work against you unless you, of course, in the end, don't take action. But the education itself is not a downside risk.
Could, playing devil's advocate here, Kevin, overwhelm come from almost too much education, too many choices?
Well, overwhelm is one of the reasons why people don't make it to financial independence. You know, there are just too many choices and too many options out there. But once you commit to choosing the right asset and then choosing the education that goes with that asset and you weave that into a plan, and that's the key. So if you have a plan and the education fits the plan, then you won't deviate. You know, you won't drift, you won't start looking for new ideas and new opportunities. So I think the education itself is not the source of overwhelm. It's people not being clear on a plan. That's the source of overwhelm.
I would agree with that.
Yeah.
And then having the right support in conjunction with that plan to keep focused and stay accountable every month.
Well, that's another form of leverage. You know, if you've got a mentor or a guide or somebody or other people supporting you, doesn't have to be paid for these things. You know, you can have the support of a spouse. And again, more people at home spending time together thinking about these things. And we saw a proliferation, didn't we, of ideas when we talked about the family wealth business names. And so many people spent time together crafting and coming up with names that are truly inspirational, weren't they? And that was helped by, you know, being cooped up a bit more in each other's company, you know, so without the normal pull of the day trip to work and the pull of being in the business and having to go there every day. So I think we're seeing definitely some upsides from that, but I would say getting support saves mistakes, prevents, you know, if you prevent the mistakes, you're reducing the downside risk. And then participating on the upside because you're not making the same mistakes because you've learned them from somebody else. And this is the essence of all of these things, Chris, that if you use education, you use technology, you take the opportunity to get support, whether it's from a partner, a spouse, a guide, a mentor, wherever you get that from, and you take the action each month, as we suggest people take small, little baby steps every month, small steps, that creates momentum And there's a recent post I did which showed the impact of small momentum, Chris. Do you remember that one that I posted, which kind of showed a tiny domino impacting on the next one, impacting on the next one, impacting on the next one? And like all leverage, when it's truly engaged, moves mountains. You know, it creates incredible compounding power. And compounding itself, we know, is the eighth wonder in the world. Not according to Mr. Whelan, that's according to Mr. Einstein. So, you know, that's a very, very powerful thing, taking small steps, having a plan. And I think there's time to be thinking about that in the coming weeks, when we will have, hopefully, for those of you out there with kids, my kids are grown and gone now, of course. So, you know, I'm not pressed by that. But I understand that many of our students are in that position, aren't they, Chris? And getting their kids back to school with that kind of new habit again. Yes, of course, it could be difficult for them with all of the things that are being changed constantly with the government's intervention. But nonetheless, that should give us, most of us anyway, a lot more time than we had before to reflect, to get the plan, and to put it in play and start taking small steps every single month.
Absolutely. And we recorded an episode, it was on April the 1st, actually, it was episode 53, when everything was just pretty turmoil. And we called that episode, "In Times Like This, You Need a Plan." But I think now we are in a good position to reevaluate that. And perhaps the goals that we all set at the start of the year have gone adrift, and we can revisit and see that we can put the last 4 months of this year to, you know, put that time to good use and really still hit some of those goals. And that's exactly what we're doing with our members, Kevin, isn't it? And helping them to create a clear plan with the guidance and the support so they don't drift, so they do always just take little steps every month, updating their wealth chart. And the compound effect of that is you look back in 6 months, 12 months or longer and actually realize just how much you've learnt and how much confidence you've grown as well.
And how far you come. And usually you don't see that. And talk about kids, you know, you don't see day to day your kids growing. You know, they go to bed, they get up taller. You don't normally see that happen in one day. It takes time. And yet it's other people who see that, don't they? You know, I see cousins and other people with kids, and you see, wow, I haven't seen them for 3 months, and look at what's happened. And that's really what happens in wealth building as well. It's that compounding effect of things that you don't see directly in front of you, but we will see, or you will see if you're charting it. You know, and then you can look back and see how far you've come, both intellectually, financially, in confidence, in the ability for you to leverage more. And again, that will lead you to more compounding. So yeah, it's all good. So I'm just asking people to take time now as we approach the sort of, you know, last part of the year, things seem to be easing, is to take time to reconnect with your plan. And you try and make a good end to the year and not worry about whether you've had a setback, you know, in the plan right now, because we've all had a setback. There's no business really being completely unaffected. They've all been affected in some way. Obviously, even for the positive, you know, because it's permanent. Like, it's been great to see restaurants open again, Chris, you know, and see that for the you know, that particular program to eat out, to help out, all that. You know, great, and you can't get a table on a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, but we need that momentum to keep going to help the economy, don't we? And will that happen continually once the government ends it? Don't know.
Yeah. So we'll be, of course, inviting more of our Wealth Builder members from our community over the coming weeks. And we're opening up the 7 Steps to Wealth at the end of September again. So for anyone who's currently on the wait list or is interested in working with Wealth Builders and with ourselves to put together your own unique plan and have that coaching support and be part of the Wealth Builders community, then of course we would be delighted to have you, and we'll let you know more details over the coming weeks about that.
And join the Facebook group if you haven't, because, you know, lots of postings going on when people are discovering these things, discovering their forms of leverage and making it work, discovering things in their debits, you know, and finding money and then putting that money to work. That's a form of leverage, just using underperforming assets that you already have in your life. So many things to reconnect with. If you can just almost refocus for the remainder of the year, I think that will be a good lesson.
Okay, good stuff. Well, good to be back in the hot seat, Kevin. And yeah. Thanks, everyone, for listening.
Well, deliberately short and sweet today, Chris, just to get back into the swing of things. So, you know, looking forward to seeing you again on another episode of World Talk. Now, I'm not teeing that up for you, Chris, because it's my end line.
All right. Thanks.
Okay. See ya.
We hope you enjoyed today's episode. Don't forget that we are constantly updating our resources inside the Wealth Builders membership site to help you create, build, and protect your wealth. Head over to wealthbuilders.co.uk/membership right now for free access. That's wealthbuilders.co.uk/membership.